What if this works? What if she can stay? Does she even want to? She hits refresh on the GoFundMe page and sees that the numbers have climbed vertiginously again. This can't be happening, can it? Lexi feels slightly ridiculous for not having asked for help in the first place. She reads and rereads the paragraph that Natalie wrote as an introduction to the crowdfunding appeal. It's a love letter to the shop, to its place in the community, a reminder of what Pemberley Books means, not just to her, but to others. It makes Lexi a little tearful. Mindlessly, she refreshes the page again. Another incredible increase. Mostly small amounts from people whose names she recognises. Regular customers, friends of friends, local authors. And $2,000 from one Sam Dickens. Lexi gasps, her hand on her mouth. Because she thought he hated her, never wanted to see her again, couldn't wait till she was on that plane back to London. And she'd assumed he'd be delighted to have the bibliophiles of The Hill all to himself. She grabs her phone to text him, but she sees he's got there first. "Call me," he's written, like he doesn't know she's a millennial who will instantly assume someone is dead if texting isn't sufficient. "I saw your GoFundMe contribution. Thank you. That's really generous."
"You're very welcome, but I still need you to call me."
Lexi's heart is racing, and not just at the thought of actually talking on the phone, like it's still a thing people do in the year of our Lord, 2024. Sam picks up on the first ring, and there's warmth in his voice that wasn't there last night.
"Hi."
"Hi."